Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. With $32 off for 1 week only and free shipping, you can try the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for less than $100. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie32. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie32 for $32 off and free shipping.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in, starting off your week on the right foot. It's 844-500-4242, and we have a lot to get to today. The obvious big story that we are going to start with is that liberals, this feels like a standing headline at this point. Liberals are melting down. They are horrified at the thought, at the news today, that the Twitter board is in final negotiations, according to reports, with the supervillain himself, Elon Musk. The tears! How much longer can this pain go on? They are all very upset that Twitter could accept the buyout deal as soon as today. Just think of all of the screams you heard when Donald Trump was elected president in 2016, and now this is continuing, this unfairness. That... just sounds like a pack of dogs screaming.
I am so sorry they have been to my world. I am so sorry to my world. This is not what we want.
Okay, that's a good one. I like that one. Let's keep that one on for the day. They're very upset that Elon Musk is going to probably end up buying Twitter. And, you know, as everyone knows, there's going to be potentially, and it pains me to say this, there could be more free speech on the app, which we know is just unacceptable. Make it stop. Make it stop. He's a free speecher. He's a super villain. And if he takes over Twitter, Lord knows what would happen. We might actually get news stories when they come out instead of 2 years later. The horror. And to all the liberals today, we do have, you know, we're not going to be harsh here. Enjoy your pain. No, that would be beneath us. We are going to offer you the best tips that we have in our arsenal, including things that I can proudly say I've learned from you. Advice that you've given me over the years. And I think it's served me well. Here are some of the hottest tips I have. Learn to code, being number one. LTC. Just learn to code. A lot of you probably already know how to code because you're, you know, big tech giants, so it shouldn't be too difficult. You've already got that one under your belt. Check it off your list. There's nothing that makes you feel better than crossing something off the to-do list. Learn to code, check.
And if you have learned to code, you could, what's step number two?
You could start your own app.
Yes.
That would be tip number two. Start your own app. If you don't like it, leave it. Create your own. It's a private company. If you don't like it, start your own app. Start your own platform. Good luck with that. There's been a couple that have tried, but I'm sure you guys will do it better. Third, and now we're kind of branching out to broader things, but I don't think it ever goes out of style. Build solar panels. Maybe you can build the solar panels. They can power your new app. What are we on? Four? I'm going to say four would be buy a Tesla. Oh, wait. That actually might not be in play anymore. You might not want to buy a Tesla. That might be too painful. You might feel like you're feeding the man. So don't buy a Tesla. But Jack Posobiec was tweeting out today, leaving Twitter is trending as Elon Musk is in final stages of taking full ownership of Twitter. To this one, I respond with, please do. Please do. Don't stay around for our sake. If you want to leave, I encourage it. As long as Ron Klain and Jennifer Rubin stay on Twitter, then that's fine. If they leave, I might have a meltdown of my own because there's just too much material there. Speaking of Ron Klain, though, just a quick aside here. He was tweeting this weekend. You know, it's interesting to see the evolution of his pro-Biden tweets because it started out with being like, everything's great, Biden's the best. You know, he would retweet Jennifer Rubin articles saying, you know, if Joe Biden didn't have inflation, he would have the best economy ever. And, you know, short people everywhere were like, you know, if I was taller, I wouldn't be short. But Ron Klain had started with these things that were telling us that everything's wonderful. You know, this is the best this country has ever been under Joe Biden. Then it slowly kind of went to, you know, the supply chain crisis is a high class problem. Let's not overreact here. Now we're to a whole different level of he's tweeting about how Macron managed to win France's election, even though he has horrible approval ratings. And he's putting it out there like, just saying. It reminds me of Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying there's a chance. That's where his tweets are at. This is like the biggest Biden supporter ever. And the best he can come up with is, well, one guy managed to win, even though everyone hates him. So maybe we could do that again here. And I just want to say, Ron, your tweets are slipping. Okay, we count on you to be, besides the MSNBC host, I'm sorry, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, besides her, the biggest Baghdad Bob in this administration is Ron Klain. And if we lose him, I'm nervous. So my tips for Ron Klain, this is like an advice segment. This is Dear Grace right now. My tips for Ron Klain would be this. I want you to hunker down, put on the calendar a meeting with the Easter Bunny. And I have a feeling that when you come out of that meeting, you'll have a little bit more positivity. You'll have some better things to tweet. And you'll have a little bit more Kool-Aid to sell us. Because this is weak. This is weak sauce, this Kool-Aid. I don't like it. Telling us, oh, Macron's approval ratings were terrible and so are Joe's. That's the best you can do, bro? You're the number one cheerleader. You're at the top of this pyramid. And your somersaults are not cutting it right now. That's just an aside. Now back to...
Do you even want to be center QB?
I don't think you do. You're not showing me that. Spirit fingers. Where's the enthusiasm, Ron? We expect better from you. Now, the Musk stuff, though, we have to go back to this because it is gold. And we're going to go with this for the first hour. I would describe today...
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
I would describe this today as... If I could describe this day in a meme, it would be the popcorn eating meme. It's just, we're just all eating popcorn. We're just waiting. We're waiting for the meltdowns. Buckle up, strap in. Today's going to be a bumpy ride for a lot of liberals. If you're out there and you hate Elon Musk, by the way, they didn't hate Elon Musk until like 3 weeks ago. This is a new hate. So give them time. You know, they're still figuring out. Every time they hate someone like this, and it happens in an instant, and they hate them with every fiber of their being, there's always a getting used to it period. You know, it's like being in a new relationship. You got to figure out the rhythms of someone. So they're all trying to get on the same page. What do we hate about him the most? What are the things that we all agree make him a supervillain monster? Is he Orange Man bad material? These kind of things. So give them a second and they will get there. By the way, today's show is going to have a lot of by the ways because there's just so much to cover. Did you see over the weekend, Elon Musk was tweeting about Bill Gates? I'm not going to read the tweets on the air for obvious reasons. But if you would like my recommended reading for the day, besides the recommended reading that's on the website, my recommended reading would be check out Elon Musk's tweets about Bill Gates. Because billionaire versus billionaire, one person came out the winner, and it was not Bill Gates.
And my favorite part about that is the lamestream media spin. You know, the whole crux of that story now, according to the CNNs and the New York Times, is that Elon Musk didn't want to do philanthropy work. Like, that was what they pulled from that.
I didn't even read the text messages back and forth. There was one tweet in particular that stood out to me that a lot of people were putting on Instagram and saying, this is a real tweet from Elon Musk. And I had to double check it for myself. Although I will say that sometimes I go on Twitter and there's the what's happening section and it will say like, what's happening today? I go on and sometimes I'm just too tired. Sometimes I don't have the energy. Like it says, what's happening? Video of Bill Gates crossing the street is digitally doctored. And I just go, nah, I don't need to know. Like, you know, I'm sure this will blow over. Whatever this is, I can't invest in it. So I moved on from that. But all in all today, very tough blow for the journalists out there who are the number one defenders of censorship. And censorship today took a loss.
That's the truth.
So our hearts go out to you. As Mary Catherine Hamm put it, she's on CNN and she was on, I think she was on Bill Maher this week, but she had a great
Certainly
tweet.
Certainly wasn't on CNN Plus.
No, she was not. Yeah. Is it totally over?
I don't know. I think Jake Tapper's book club is limping to the finish line this week.
But I wonder how that works with a subscription. If you pay the subscription, do you get your money back? Because I don't think they even finished out a full month, technically.
I don't know that they had time to actually charge credit cards.
It's that's confusing. I would like to know. If we have anyone out there who subscribed to CNN Plus, please call in. But no, Mary Catherine Hamm has a tweet out. She says, I'm beginning to think this Elon thing is going to kill more people than the repeal of net neutrality. And that got me. First of all, Mary Catherine Hamm, you shouldn't joke about that. You shouldn't joke about that. That is not funny. Second of all, there have been a lot of these kind of moments. We have seen a lot of life-altering, democracy-killing scandals, disasters in our midst. And whether it's climate change, Disney paying their fair share, the end of CNN Plus, net neutrality, Elon Musk on Twitter. I mean, it's just been, the hits just keep on coming. And we will keep you posted on each and every one of those. Lastly, before I go to the break, and we are going to have the lines open, we have David Marcus joining us in the 1 o'clock, which is going to be great. He's going to talk about libs of TikTok, Disney, New York City and crime, all that good stuff. Maybe a little bit about the pandemic, too. But in this first hour, we're going to talk about Elon Musk. We're going to talk about Hunter Biden. I don't know if people have seen the Hunter Biden stories that are out today. I just got off the phone with Howie about them. So there's two major stories. The one that is most damaging for Joe is the fact that Hunter Biden's business partner from Rosemont Seneca went to the Obama White House 19 times. So here's a perfect question for MSNBC host Jen Psaki. This is the question. The president has said he has no idea about Hunter's business dealings. So how do you explain Hunter's business partner meeting Joe 19 times in the White House? Boom. Done. Ask her. She'll come up with something. You know, Hunter's not a government employee, blah, blah, blah. But the crazier story, that's the better story as far as like something linking Joe to these business dealings. The crazier story are the emails from Hunter Biden to his ex-boothang, Halle Biden, Beau's widow. Wow. Wow. Just in the words of my favorite Real Housewife, Ramona Singer, wow, Bethany, wow. I mean, these people are unhinged. The all caps, you have to get an HIV test and give me the results today. I'm sorry, but Miranda Devine, I love her. We're probably going to get her on this week. It's not fair how much material she had for this book. And the fact that she was like the only one writing about it. Peter Schweitzer and Miranda Devine, just unfair. The amount of craziness that this family has given them as far as material goes. 844-500-4242. We will get into that. We will continue to take your calls. What do you think of Elon Musk probably owning Twitter by the day's end? We will talk about this and so much more. Very excited for today. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Do you think screaming into the sky makes your side look good?
Screaming into the sky makes our side look fun.
Fun.
Fun. Fun. Mmm. Challenge. Unhinged, yes. Fun, not so much. But whatever you need to do, liberals, to get out the frustrations and the anxiety of knowing that free speech might return to Twitter, because we wouldn't want that. We wouldn't want people to know the kind of candidate they're voting for before he becomes president. It's much better to know 2 years in. 844-500-4242. We're talking about Elon Musk. Rumor has it that he is in talks with the Twitter board. They're in final negotiations to let the supervillain himself own Twitter, and they could accept a buyout deal as soon as today. I guess they went around looking for better deals, and no one came knocking, unfortunately. Tom, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I can see them pulling their hair out in Harvard Square if he ends up getting a hold of Twitter. It'll never be the same. Democracy is destroyed. We're going to end up in a dictatorship.
We all see it.
You know,
he is Blair.
Yeah, no, Tom, I totally agree.
You know, go back to 1991 when Boris Yeltsin stood on that tank in Leningrad or wherever it was. I forget the city. But when he said, "Niet," and I will never forget that day because I was working in Harvard Square, and then when people found out that a prominent Russian general declined communism, the look on so many people's faces in Harvard Square was one of like, I can't believe it. What happened?
Yeah, but you know what, Tom? I'm going to tell you something, and this is really for the people in Harvard Square who are, you know, having a tough time of it today, and this is just a little bit of a silver lining, you know, because there's tons of cons, obviously, like I said, to Elon Musk taking over. It's going to really upset people. And he's going to let people say what they want, and he's going to let people publish real news and distribute it to people like the good old days. And what I'll say to people who are bummed out by that is that Bernie Sanders might run for president in 2024. So the Red Beret is not going away for too long. Do not be too afraid. We could have Bernie Sanders showing up in 2024, and maybe he will reinstitute some of this censorship that they love so much. Thank you for the call, Tom. It is crazy that they're all claiming they're going to leave Twitter. Yeah, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I was told that you were going to leave the country, and you couldn't even manage that. So now you expect me to believe that you're going to leave this app that is your lifeblood. It is everything you hold dear. And I'm going to tell you something. If Twitter went out of business, no one's more addicted to Twitter than me. I use it all the time. I'm on vacation Friday and Monday. I told myself, going off Twitter. Probably won't. But if Twitter disappeared, I'd be okay. Like, I would go to news sites. I probably would be a happier person because I get so frustrated watching the dumb takes on Twitter. But these people, the idea that they're going to actively, like, willingly leave it behind is absurd. When they leave Twitter, what they should do is they should roll it all into one. Leave Twitter and leave the country all in the same week.
And by the way, Cher, if you really want to get to Jupiter, I know a guy who has spaceships who's buying Twitter. So
no, she would be on the Washington Post spaceship, the Blue Origin. She would not be on anything Musk-related. Yeah, but that's another thing. You look at Cher. She was the one who told us she was going to move to Jupiter. Not Jupiter, Florida. The planet. And she didn't end up doing that, as far as I know. And on top of that, she is a huge tweeter. She tweets all the time. They're hard to make out. They're all just a bunch of emojis and angry faces and then the word Trump put in there somewhere. But it's going to be tough for her, too. I don't think any of these people are going to leave Twitter. I think they're just too addicted. 844-500-4242. Hunter Biden's crazy emails to Hallie when we come back. Call in, weigh in. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
I feel better?
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We will continue to celebrate the news that Elon Musk is in talks with the Twitter board to take over the company and maybe bring back some free speech to the platform. So if you want to weigh in on that, it's 844-500-4242. But I do want to talk about this Hunter Biden story in Fox. It was in Fox. I believe it was also in the New York Post. I read a little bit of it in the Daily Mail. But the emails that this guy sends out, Here's the thing about Hunter. Oh, and you know what? Before I forget this, I got to rattle this stuff off as I think about it or I'll lose track. Over the weekend, I was putting together a column, which everyone can check out at bostonherald.com, about the border and how Joe Biden's busy talking about, you know, Mickey Mouse being attacked and talking about how he was the poorest man in Congress. And he has no time to talk about the Texas National Guard soldier who we think has died in a river trying to save illegal aliens who are also involved in drug trafficking. No, he has no time for that. He has time for talking about himself, telling old stories about his dad staring at the ceiling, you know, the important stuff.
And back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Yeah, it's just, it's ragtime. That's the only way I could describe it. And so he has time for ragtime, ample time. And he's talking about this. And so to get some of the quotes to juxtapose what's happening at the border versus what Joe Biden's spending time on, I decided to look up the White House transcript of his comments on Friday in Oregon. And, oh my, I'm just flicking through.
Oh, this is going to sound wonky.
He was on a tear. I mean, he was going from one topic to the next. Talk about disjointed. Nothing was making any sense. But as I start going through it, I start seeing these same sentences. You know how he has those things he loves to say? No joke, I mean it, come on. So what I did was I typed in the little search box the sentences as they would appear. And for example, I typed in, here's the thing. And I'm going to double check how many times it came up, but it was unreal. I'm talking 14 or 15 times, here's the thing.
Not a joke.
Not a joke, I think was 9 times. In one speech, he has these sayings that he says over and over. I mean it, come on, for real. That's the entire speech. So I'll double check that. I was going to tweet it out, but I ended up just, it took up too much time. But so he's doing these crazy speeches. He is out of control. And one of the things he always said about Hunter was Hunter is the smartest guy he knows. And we laugh about that a lot because Hunter has openly bragged about smoking Parmesan cheese. He doesn't exactly, he's not cookie cutter in any way. He's a bit of a wild card if you've read anything about the filmmaker, the artist, the author. But he's the smartest guy Joe knows. And I think he thinks he's the smartest guy Joe knows. Remember how one time Joe Biden said to a, I don't know if it was a cameraman or something, I probably have the highest IQ of anyone in here. And it really showed you that no one has a higher opinion of Joe Biden than Joe Biden. Well, that has carried on through the generations. The Bidens do not lack confidence. They lack common sense. They lack decency. They lack work ethic, but they do not lack any sort of confidence. You know how I know that? Because Hunter doesn't just write vicious emails. He writes paragraphs. Like every, you can tell he's sitting there and he thinks he's Ernest Hemingway as he's typing this out. Oh, this is really something. And honestly, when you read them and you see how like nonsensical they are, he was probably under some influence of something. I'm not gonna speculate what, but they don't make any sense. The only thing that really makes sense is that he's a horrible person and he's very mean. Very mean. You know, this family that is so kind and, you know, they whisper things and it's all about family. Turns out they're dirtbags. They are brutal. So let me read you just a couple of things in case you're saying, well, Grace, show us the proof. I've got the proof. Hunter Biden demanded Beau Biden's widow get tested for HIV, 2018 email reveals. Sometimes I forget that he dated his late brother's wife and that Joe and Jill had to act like they were on board for it. Like, oh yeah, this is a great matchup. They're helping each other through this. As if it wasn't bizarre. Well, Hunter Biden sent an email to his brother's widow, Hallie, pressuring her to get an HIV test as their relationship deteriorated in July 2018, about a month before he fathered a child with another woman. Now, I should add this in. I have trouble figuring out the email chains, and I have trouble at work, too, when people send me a chain. Like, who's responding to what here? You know, they just keep going and going. So I'm just going to read to you all of this. I don't know what order it was sent in. You don't really need to know what order, though, to be honest. You just have to hear it. In an email titled, in all caps, he's an all caps guy, that might surprise you, "You need to get tested for HIV, Hallie. obtained by Fox News Digital, Hunter demanded that Hallie get tested for HIV and inform him of the results that day. The email also accused Hallie of turning Hunter's niece against him and called on Hallie to seek serious long-term professional help. I wouldn't say this unless he was sending someone else an email about that, but should the guy who's having multiple affairs and multiple children with other people be sending this email out to someone else?
Stop it. Get some help.
You need to inform me of the result, period. Today, in all caps, Hunter wrote at the time. I am getting tested today. I have been sick, scared, Hallie, and you hang up on me. The love you give is so disturbing. I love you, Hallie, even when you're cruel, he added. Get tested and tell me results today. All right, now that's just a little bit here. Hallie called Biden a passive-aggressive bleephole. And Hunter advised her to focus on your sobriety. There's a lot of this going back and forth. It's kind of like one person will say, you need to focus on your sobriety. And the other one says, no, you need to focus on your sobriety. Don't tell me to focus on my sobriety. You work on your sobriety. That's the level of maturity here going back and forth with these two. I'm going to read you a full email that Fox has. This is from Robert Biden. You need to inform me of the result today. Robert Biden, I guess maybe that's his middle name.
Robert is Hunter's first name. He is Robert Hunter Biden.
Got it. Thank you, Jared. He's our Hunter Biden fact checker. You need to inform me of the result today. I'm getting tested today. I've been sick scared, Hallie, and you hang up on me. The love you give is so disturbing. Please stop the BS with Natalie, who I believe is Hallie's daughter. Please stop the BS with Natalie if you're going to keep her from myrrh. Guessing he means me. And turn her against me like you are now, then I'll stop talking to her and will not try to see her at all. I'd rather that than you continuing to do this to her. It's sick and disturbed. You're not clean or sober, Hallie. You found a new release for your poisoned mind. This is where he gets a little bit into the artiste, you know? Like, it gets a little poetic. I, too, take it anymore. You need serious long-term professional help, and I hope you get it. I promise I will try my best to make that happen. I love you, Hallie, even when you're cruel. Get tested and tell me results today. She calls him a passive-aggressive bleep-bleep, and I'm going to agree with her. The way he keeps saying get help as if he's trying to help her is very passive-aggressive. You know, like, you really need to get help, and I hope you do. Also get tested for HIV and tell me the results today. Doesn't come off as someone who's really coming from a place of care. That's just my two cents on this. I hope you have someone to turn to in bed in my brother's house and that the act of love can be for him or her or them and not a secret someone, Hunter wrote to Hallie. And don't feel as if you lost the two best men you or anyone could have ever even dreamed of.
Whoa. Damn.
Yeah, he wasn't messing around here, Jared. I wish he had put some of this into the book, Beautiful Things. Might have sold more than 10,000 copies had he done that. Please calm down, Hallie, and focus on your sobriety. The tone you're using with me is angry. Again. Pot calling the kettle black, some might say. The tone you're using with me is angry. This is after he said, I hope you have someone to turn to in bed in my brother's house.
It sounds like a high school emo band trying to write a song.
You aren't a bad person, Hal, just because you've done bad things. You can do this without having to attack me or Natalie or whomever. See, that's a bold move right there. You're writing this. There's a lot of errors. There's a lot of typos. There's a lot of things that don't make sense. And then you drop the whom. Maybe just stick to who in that situation, you know? Who are we trying to kid here? All right, so he said...
Whom are we trying to kid?
Whom are we trying to... Or whomever we're trying to kid. Whomever else you might see as the reason for your problems, focus on you and know that you and only you will determine whether or not you can get sober for real. You do you. Have fun at the beach. Now, the beach is something that's going to come back into play. So remember that. This is like a soap opera. This is like Downton Abbey, where something happens in Downton Abbey and you know that's going to come back into play in a couple episodes. Like, that train ticket is important. I don't know how, but remember the train ticket. Remember the beach. The beach is coming back.
I can't help but feeling maybe an email that just said, hey, by the way, you should probably get tested for HIV. And then done. Could have solved this whole thing.
No, this was a lot longer. This was a lot more back and forth. This is from Hallie. I see you have not gotten a day of sobriety yet. Thanks for your passive aggressive bleep email and not answering the question. I assume the answer is no. You are not coming to Delaware for Michael or Michelle's funeral. I adore your children, Hallie. I will never leave them. I will always be there for them. And I'm sorry you feel rejected by me, but you do realize I don't care about anything but the kids. It's for the children. He's all about the kids. You will get better and you have a chance of being at least a mother that doesn't purposely harm their children. Just keep with it and lean on people that understand how to love. This guy really is full of himself. I mean, he's dishing it out like he's Oprah Winfrey giving advice right now. Listen to me, Hallie. I'm the wise one in this relationship. You'll stop doing you and maybe you will do for someone else. You will wake up. Wait, what is he, a monk? You will wake up one day and realize that you can actually think of an act of love that you can do for someone besides yourself. I hope you have someone to turn to in my brother's house, in bed in my brother's house, and that act of love can be for him or her or them and not a secret anymore. Oh, very woke. Him or her or them. This is...
I'm just trying to wrap my brain around that sentence.
Well, keep trying. It's going to take
you
a while.
I don't think I can get it.
Maybe by the 3 o'clock hour. That will be a special day in your life, and I hope that you remember me with a smile and say, I wish I could call him and tell him I finally get what they meant. And don't feel as though you've lost the two best men you or anyone else have ever dreamed of. You got just what you wanted for a time, and all is not lost. My family will never disrespect you around the children or in public. Have a great time at the beach with all your friends who love you so much. Devin is a special person. And I just want to add one more thing.
Who's
in
Devin?
Here.
Where did Devin come into this?
Is it Devin Archer? I don't know. I don't know all the players. I'm hopping in season three here. You know, I'm confused. But let's also, this is just one other part I wanted to read. Hunter and Hallie eventually split in late 2018. I wonder why. They seemed like they had such a good back and forth there. Seemed like they were meant to be.
Those two kids had something.
Yeah, there was something there. In one email Hunter sent to Hallie in December of 2018, Hunter called her a clueless, middle-aged, over-Botoxed, flat-butt loser. He used a different word than butt, but I'm trying to class it up here on the show. Hallie responded, please stop the nasty emails in anger. I'm not against you. Feels like you're both against each other, but what do I know? I'm just a third-party observer here. 844-500-4242. And that's not even, that story is not even the one that's going to harm Joe Biden. The one that's going to harm Joe Biden is the fact that Hunter Biden's business partner, corrupt business partner, went to the White House 19 times when Joe Biden was vice president. And he's claimed on record, or at least to the media, I don't know if that's considered on record anymore, but he's claimed over and over again that he had no idea, that he never talked to Hunter about his business meetings. That's a flat-out lie. And that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as these lies go. But I think the Hunter-Hallie emails are a lot more interesting. What are you waiting for? Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, have all raved about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. All have made multiple purchases once they tried this powerful air purifier that is small enough to hold in your hand. Officer Mark said, maybe it's just a coincidence, but my wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake. With $32 off for 1 week only and free shipping, you can try the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for less than $100. Many friends still ask me, does it really work? The answer is yes. We have six in our office. Howie has them all over his house in Florida and in Wellesley, and I have them in my home too. Jared, you use yours in your basement. It works great.
Yeah, it does. It gets rid of any musty odors because I keep my comic books down there, and you know, you don't want those to start absorbing smells, musty, kind of anything like that. But Thunderstorm is great because all you got to do is plug it in and turn it on. Like, that's it. And then it ionizes the air, creates a super oxygen, and that's what eliminates any odors. It eliminates allergens and pollutants, which are huge to get rid of this time of year.
Absolutely. And right now, you can get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code GRACE32. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE32 for $32 off and free shipping. We'll be right back with your calls. It's 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at G_Curley. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We really do have a lot to talk about today. Christopher Wray was on 60 Minutes last night. We'll discuss that. We're going to continue talking about Musk reaching a deal to buy Twitter today. That's very exciting news. And also, Jen Psaki is completely giving up this idea that she is working for the White House. She is now doing all these sort of media style hits. And she's still defending Joe Biden, but it's just laughable that she's doing this while she works for the White House.
We should say Musk potentially reaching a deal. It is not confirmed or done yet.
Yes, potentially reaching a deal. Why are you trying to kill my buzz here?
I don't want us to be accused of spreading misinformation.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Unbanned from Twitter.
you're right. It's not. It hasn't happened yet, so don't get your hopes up. But it's looking promising. It's definitely looking promising. Now is the time to spring into action and run for state office in Massachusetts. You only need 150 signatures to run for the state legislature. Visit massfiscal.org to learn more. Again, that website is massfiscal.org. Contact our friends at massfiscal.org to learn how to run for office. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's been your favorite lib meltdown as of late? Disney losing their tax status, CNN Plus failing, Elon Musk buying Twitter, or libs of TikTok?
I'm going to say Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Elon Musk buying Twitter is in the lead at 44%, 25% for CNN Plus failing, 24% for Disney losing their tax status, 7% for libs of TikTok.
I do have to say... I do have to say that seeing a clip of Brian Stelter, who actually said we can't tell if CNN Plus was a failure or a success, made me belly laugh this weekend. I saw that and I was like, wow, the denial is real.
I can tell.
Yeah, we have a pretty good gauge of what this was, actually. Most of us can make a final decision. He's still coming to the decision. Jared, speaking of CNN Plus, though, can I get a little bit of Joe Rogan talking about CNN and basically saying the same point we've all made, which is where did they think this? How did this business model come to be? Who thought this was a good idea? Cut 12.
We're speaking on this day where CNN...
Yeah, CNN
minus
Plus
just,
went under.
Just,
oh,
just
CNN minus.
CNN just went under.
They spent $300 million. They got 10,000 subscribers. Imagine the hubris of thinking that something that people don't want for free, that you're going to charge money for it. We're going to have the Jake Tapper book club. Jake Tapper seems like a great guy. But I mean, I feel like I don't have to pay for his book club.
I feel like
you should put that on Twitter.
Honestly, like $300 million, if they could have just given me one, you know, one of those 300, I think it would have gone to better use. I'm not sure exactly what I would have done with it, but and you could have given it to anything and it would have gone to better use. $300 million and it's down the tubes. RIP CNN Plus, we hardly knew ye. We'll be right back with more David Marcus coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Go there.